reading a boring text for the sake of learning English is not a good idea. When you do so, you're not just reading a boring text, you're reading a boring text that's hard to understand. Nobody's going to put up with that sort of torture for very long. You can go like that for a few days, if you're highly motivated, but not for a month. And you don't need a way to learn English for just a few days. You've already studied English for a few days on a couple occasions and you probably know these irregular, one-time efforts don't work. You need to make a permanent change to your lifestyle to ensure steady improvement. That is why you need super fun, thrilling and funny sources of English. Your sources should be so cool that you will look forward to reading, watching or listening to them. You need something that will make you get your English input and develop your English every day. Which sources of English are super fun? The answer will be different for every learner. Suppose you're a big fan of The Matrix. If you're not a big fan of The Matrix, insert the name of your favorite movie. When watching The Matrix, you can learn much more English than if you watch some random movie you don't care about. Finally, fun input lets you change your attitude to English. At first, you may think of learning English as a necessary evil, sort of like getting up and going to work every morning. But when you find enjoyable English language books, movies, TV shows, websites, etc., learning English will become a way to have fun every day by reading a funny book, watching a cool movie, or communicating with someone you like. When this happens, you will find it easy to study English, even in ways which are not strictly fun, such as reading about English grammar,